Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz. My name is Carl, and every week at this time, I give the people in the studio headlines, and they have to tell me if they are real or fake. Mark Cox, you were not here last week because of...
Oh, I was on a little vacation last week, Carl.
You were in the process of getting sick.
When I still felt good.
And so it was Ethan and Kim, head-to-head.
Yes.
Kim St. Ange pulled out.
Okay.
Ahead. Because...
she's got to win one every once in a while.
Well, no. Ethan kept it close for a long time, and then he doubted himself. And also, from last week, someone wanted to know about what my source was about the... well, you both did, of course. But someone wanted to know my source of the most drinking city in St. Louis, and that was Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Mark, what would you say? The day before Thanksgiving, the city that parties the hardest.
In the greater St. Louis area?
No, in Missouri.
In Missouri.
Oh, I would think St. Louis. Why?
It's Cape Girardeau.
I thought maybe Columbia because of Mizzou.
Huh.
It's Cape because of Cape. And that's from Mothers Against Drunk Driving. So that was my source on that.
Okay. Well.
So, Kim, we're going to do, since it's the holidays, we're going to do a lot of holiday stuff today.
Okay.
But not solely. Since you are a leader, we will begin with you. Real or fake, this holiday season, Gen Z has a new dating trend called sledging. Real or fake?
Real.
Ethan Bright.
What's the trend? What is it? Can you tell us that part? Like, what's
real
sledging?
Or fake? This holiday
fake.
Season, Gen Z.
Whoa, I didn't ask a follow-up question and then answer.
Sorry.
Mark Cox.
Kim seemed very confident in her answer, so I'm going to say that's real.
Did you read the story, Kim?
No.
It's sledging, which is staying together in a toxic relationship, pulling them along on a sled until the holidays are over, and then breaking up.
Well, isn't that nice?
Oh, nice.
It's not. It's
So it's real.
It's real.
Okay.
So they'll be in all the family photos, and then they're going to go away after December?
No, you know they're going to go away, you're the one who says, hey, would you mind taking this picture?
Just one moment. Hey, can you take this for the family?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ethan, let's see if you can redeem yourself. Real or fake?
I can't.
Missouri residents lose more than $400 per scam on Black Friday. Everyone that is scammed loses about $400. Real or fake?
I'm going to go fake.
Mark Cox.
I'm going with fake.
I'll say fake.
It is real. If you are scammed and you're a Missouri resident, you lose approximately $433. So, sorry. Please don't get scammed.
That's ridiculous.
You know people that have gotten scammed before.
Not on a holiday scam. I mean, a holiday scam to me is you're on Facebook and you see some really funny Trump sweater and you try to order it and you pay for it and then it never shows up. But that's $30. That's not $450.
Wouldn't this include you're clicking on some link of some company, some phony company?
I'm waiting for it. Go ahead.
And buying
it.
And then it gives all your personal information. I didn't say what you're thinking I'm going to say, Mark.
I did.
Chicken crap.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, also the dinosaur tooth on Facebook Marketplace, which is not real. Okay, go ahead, Carl.
Mark Cox, real or fake? Last week, Americans spent more than $13 billion on Cyber Monday. Real or fake?
That is fake news, Carl.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
Go on fake one more time.
Kim's the only one getting any of these right. It's correct. They spent $13.3 billion.
Wasn't that a new record?
Yes.
Why is every year a new record? For travel, for spending?
Because there are more people in the world every year.
Except people don't want to have children.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true.
Are they spending it on themselves?
Probably that. That's the change. They're spending it more on themselves.
Kim St. Ange, real or fake, the highest Christmas song on Billboard right now is Jingle Bell Rock. Real or fake?
Fake.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go true.
Fake.
It is fake. Of course, it's Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey, yeah, of course it is.
As it should be.
Who Carl just saw in St. Louis.
I did. Ethan Bright, real or fake? On Black Friday, a New Jersey man woke up on the top of a Home Depot, blames bad beer. Real or fake?
True.
Mark Cox?
I'll go real.
I'll say real.
Fake. I made that up.
You guys have not learned I've missed everyone so far, and you are still going after me.
Mark Cox, real or fake? More Missouri residents have a real Christmas tree in their home than a fake one. Real or fake? About real or fake?
I'd say that's real.
Kim St. Ange.
Fake.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake.
It's true?
I don't believe that.
It's true.
Well, who's your source?
Who's my source?
I know like one person who has a real Christmas tree. We had one growing up, but no one gets real Christmas trees anymore.
Well, you also chased lobsters around on the floor.
Well, I'm not ashamed of that.
Did some weird dance.
No, we gave them a nice last moment of life.
Real
Mark, they got to dance around.
Kim St. Ange. Real or fake, Missouri's favorite boozy Christmas drink is Christmas punch.
Whatever that is, sure.
Ethan real. Bright.
Gonna go fake.
I'm going fake on that.
It is real.
Ah.
Therefore, Kim St. Ange is our winner. Missouri's favorite drink is Christmas punch.
Which is what?
I determined that. Nobody's ever offered me any Christmas punch.
Well, let's find out what it is. Maybe it has another name we've all heard of.
No,
I didn't
know what it was. anything that is like a punch that you have. Illinois is eggnog.
So it's punch with booze added in. It's Christmas
basically.
Punch because it's around Christmas time.
Yeah.
I thought that was sus also. But I
Thanksgiving punch. Easter punch.
It's gravy with beer.
Yeah. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.